Can't take me anywhere from the dentist office all the way out to Los Angeles. Going to be a problem no matter what. Chinay Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Man, we're going to check in with Mina Kimes, our ESPN NFL analyst and noted. I mean, Mina Kimes has become the number one name association. Like, if you were going to word cloud the Brooklyn Nets, Mina Kimes would be in huge, gigantic letters in that. And see how she's handling all the injuries that this team has managed to absorb. We'll also get Chinay on here coming up here shortly. She's getting back from practice, running a little late here because Coach Fisher runs a tight ship for the LA Sparks. And so we understand all of that as it comes up. But if you guys heard in the open right there, me talking about my run-in with the dentist, where I absolutely went in and bodied, like, chest-to-chest dunks on dentistry as an industry here. That was a foe that I could handle here, and I mentioned you guys off the top of this show. I'm excited to talk to Chinay while we are not yet in the same room still because of the social distance rules that are in effect and all those things. I am out in Los Angeles because I'm going to come out here and try and get out here and live my dream of being courtside in an LA Sparks game and getting thrown out of that game for so loudly defending Chinay Agwumike. I am going to have to do that while nursing what feels like third-degree sunburns going on my body, because while I found out I can defeat the dentist, coming out here to Los Angeles with my very pale Connecticut skin, I was quickly defeated by the Sun, who undefeated and untied. Like, if you think you're going to go out here and outmuscle the Sun, I can assure you, you are wrong. And it has left me with really, I mean, pretty strong. If you're watching on ESPN Plus, I don't know if it's glossed over yet. It doesn't look bad in the light right now. I can tell you it hurts, and I have one red quad because when you are sitting awkwardly at brunch in the sunlight trying to go and be a hero for no apparent reason, you end up with tan lines that look exactly like someone like me would have. And so all that is to say is I'm battling today for everyone here. I may have defeated the dentist, but the sun is never going to relent. Now, the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for Game 4 as Lou Williams and the Hawks host Tyrese Maxey and the 76ers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. We'll take you all the way up to that. But in the meantime, you heard there with our great SportsCenter update anchor, Christine Lisi, the report from our ESPN NBA insider, Malika Andrews, that Kyrie Irving will be out for Game 5 in their series against the Milwaukee Bucks. Irving had an MRI. Steve Nash, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, added that he has, quote, no idea whether or not he'll be able to return in this series against Milwaukee. So we've got a definitive answer on Kyrie Irving. What does this mean for James Harden? Because the other answer that I think was really important from Steve Nash was the one that he gave the other day after their game at the press conference about James Harden. Would this injury bring James Harden back earlier than expected? Chinay Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. So we could say this, like, as an athlete, if he's close, he's going to play. That means if he's close, like if this had progressed in the ways that they had hoped for, and if he's a spot where, all right, we thought as a luxury if we had Kyrie Irving, they would have held him out of that game, but now all of a sudden this dire situation, they push him out there. I would understand that. We saw Anthony Davis do it in a similar way in the last series. You can have a really short leash on that, but you got to know, because we'll see. With Harden's style, it didn't even take him stretching outside of himself. These were routine basketball moves that sidelined him before. And so I understand they need to make the best decision for the long-term health of James Harden. I know a hamstring's not something we think of like an ACL, like any of these ligament injuries that require off-season surgeries, but if it gets bad, like, you can absolutely make this thing worse with a muscle like that that does require only one thing, time to heal. Time they don't have right now for the Brooklyn Nets. And so, no Kyrie Irving for Games 5. I would imagine it's pretty likely that we don't see James Harden in Game 5 unless this thing has really taken a turn behind the scenes that we haven't heard about. And so, if we're left with one man standing out there alone in Kevin Durant right now, I saw the conversation immediately online shift to, all right, well, if Kevin Durant is going to be the best player in the world, he needs to be able to go out and win without either of these two superstars. And it sounds takey at first. Keyshawn Johnson, co-host Keyshawn J. Will and Zubin, talking about this and not necessarily slighting KD, but pointing out the specter that looms over every superstar right now in the NBA who is tasked with something like this. It's a conversation that's going to be interesting if we do or don't have about Nikola Jokic in the same breath. How many players can actually carry a team by themselves? I don't think he's wrong. Like, LeBron James is such a unique case study of all this, right? Because styles make fights. And so if you look at Kevin Durant, who told Malika Andrews on his role in Game 5, quote, I picture me doing everything out there just like I do every night. Like, he's not going to lack for confidence. Kevin Durant's been able to be a playmaker for his team at times. But he's not going to be the guy that initiates your offense. He's not going to always be the primary ball carrier. You can find ways to work offense through him, but it's not the same as LeBron James, who went to that point forward role a long time ago and never looked back. LeBron James' skill set is uniquely suited to lifting teams that otherwise shouldn't be there. Because in addition to being able to shoulder a load, being one of the all-time best postseason scorers in NBA history, he's also a guy who's a lethal passer. He's also a guy who's going to set up his teammates to take a lot of that attention and allow them to operate in a role when he's operating at max capacity. We saw this year, it didn't necessarily look like that on that bum ankle. Kevin Durant's not built the same in that. So it's not to say that Kevin Durant's not right now at that level where we can consider him the best player in basketball, where we can have a very real conversation about that. But it's also just a different look at how this series is going to go. I think it is still more than fair to say, Kevin Durant, if you got no James Harden, and James Harden was reportedly working out today, they're not sure of his status for Game 5 right now. But if he can't go, and let's say you had multiple games, if you had the next two games, the series tied 2 apiece, and Kevin Durant was the only star on the court, where you can prepare for this and you can plan for it. It's not like you had Kyrie Irving pulled out from you in the middle of the game. I do think Kevin Durant should be able to buy you one. I think Kevin Durant, and we know, I mean, the list of characters we're going to bring out here, Blake Griffin has performed admirably in his role there as probably the fourth in the pecking order. Joe Harris is a great shooter here. You get the, you know, the Claxton minutes. You get production from all these places that are going to have to step up even more. We've heralded Bruce Brown outside of that shot that you all wanted to give him grief for. Wasn't going to do that. No Bruce Brown slander on this line. But that being said, if we're talking two games, and I'm just using this to kind of say representative, Kevin Durant should be able to get you at least one of those here. The Bucks have played better. They're shooting better from three now than they were for the first couple of games of the series. All that makes sense. If Kevin Durant is the best player in the world, I would expect him to buy him one of two games if they've got a miss. This Milwaukee Bucks team, we thought was always going to be good enough to make the series look more like this. And especially, even if the Nets get back one of these star players, it's going to be hobbled. We talked to Matt Barnes earlier in the show, NBA champion, co-host of the All the Smoke podcast, who said, you saw Kyrie Irving's ankle touch the ground. He's not sure if we're going to see him for the rest of the series as someone who's been a player, as someone who's seen and been a part of injuries like that. And so this is something we're going to have to explore. But Kevin Durant should be good enough to get you one on singular greatness. Is it enough to win the series? I don't know. Against a Bucks team right now that certainly was down Dante DiVincenzo coming into this series. But they got their dudes, and they should be playing more like this more often. But Kevin Durant should be able to buy you one, and I don't think that is at all out of the question to ask of him. But coming up next, does that same thing apply to the NBA's MVP right now, who just got swept in the second round of the playoffs? Are we even going to spend the time being critical of Nikola Jokic in ways that we probably shouldn't be? We'll get to that next. Chenan Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chenan Golick Jr., the podcast.
Chenan Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Mike Golick Jr. here. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And our co-host, too, Chenan Ogwumike, I believe back in the building with us now. Chenan, how are we feeling? You good?
I'm okay. Can you hear me? Am I doing all right? I can hear you loud and clear.
You are doing fantastic, Chenay. We are back and we are at it right now. You know what this is? These are the problems that start to happen, Chenay, when I decide to disrupt the order of things and get out here and get in some of this Los Angeles sun right now.
I'm very proud and happy that you are here in LA. Welcome to my hood.
Chenay, I can tell you it's already worked out kind of poorly here. I am covered in very inconsistent sunburns right now. Like, I sat out at brunch for way too long on Sunday, and now I have one burnt quad, but one very pale quad still, forearms that are burnt in random spots, so I have not done Los Angeles very well so far.
So, I'm actually very mad at you right now, and I'm very mad at Cliff, or whoever. I don't know if I'm putting people's business out there, but y'all didn't hit me up. You're out here in Los Angeles. We've talked about tag teaming, being a family, doing everything. I had to see everything on social media. Like, what?
Well, listen, first off, we told you exactly what we were doing out here. I understand that you got obligations as a professional athlete right now that I'm trying to be respectful of here. And so I am sorry that we respected your time. I'll be blowing you up every day for the rest of this week right now because I told you my master plan in all this is still to get thrown out of a game for the Sparks later on this week, sitting out here being the Jack Nicholson of Sparks games. So I hope you're prepared for that.
Well, you know, you're coming to me for tickets, so I would think that you would be nice. And that goes for Cliff, too.
What we meant was we love you. We are very happy to see you out here. And we are excited to shower you with cheers and praise in these games coming up later this week. It is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think she's buying it right now. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. And while I try and not pull a hamstring in this back pedal, Janae, we've been talking a lot today. We got the news about the Brooklyn Nets. Malika Andrews, our ESPN NBA reporter, has just put out there on Twitter that not only is Kyrie Irving going to be out for Game 5, but we're also going to have now officially no James Harden in the lineup. The team has told Malika Andrews and ESPN that James Harden will be out for Game 5, and so it is now just Kevin Durant in the middle of that lineup, Chiney. And now the series tied it to a piece. The Bucks have played better in that time. So looking at this, Janae, how fair is it for us to expect Kevin Durant to go out here and win games by himself now in this big one?
I think it's fair. It's fair just because we have lauded Kevin Durant as the greatest scorer ever. And I know a lot of people might get all nervous hearing that with like, hold up, this is currently LeBron James. He's not retired yet. Like, this is his time. We have Michael Jordan. We have Steph Curry. But the reality is he's a combination of a lethal scorer and also has the height to get a shot off against anybody. And so we have given him the title of easy money sniper. He's a sniper, and it's easy. It's always money. And for this series, this is a huge bump in the road for the Nets. But it's not unrealistic that KD can go out there and do what a lot of other players that are young, like the Donovan Mitchells of the world and Devin Bookers, and drop a lot of points. Like, this is very much in his wheelhouse, and it's a great opportunity for him to showcase himself by himself, because a lot of people have always tagged him, well, you know, OKC, you had Russ and you had these guys, and Golden State, you had these guys. Now, without, you know, Kyrie and James Harden, he has an opportunity to change that narrative in this series, buy his guys some time, and he's talented enough to do it, and I'd love to see what he'd be able to do.
And Chiney, I think you're right. It is fair. And Kevin Durant, to be clear, I think is capable of that, right? Like, we expect this of him because he's capable of going out and dropping 40 in that game. But when you look around at the rest of that team, we know Blake Griffin's been a guy that's played big for them. Joe Harris, obviously, been a great shooter. On and on down the list, Chiney, when you look at some of the role players on this team, who's got to step up the most in the absence right here? Because there are going to be touches now that's certainly going to get allocated to KD, but someone else is going to have to come up big for them at some point.
Easily Blake Griffin. And I am a big Blake Griffin fan. Like, I'm not even lying, Junior. Growing up, I had Blake Griffin on my walls in my, you know, like in my bedroom, like for posters and stuff like that. And I fall in love with certain players, you know, as a young hooper, and it happened on a missed dunk. He missed a dunk versus Texas A&M when he was playing at Oklahoma. And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is different. Like, just his explosive power. Same way I fell in love with Victor Oladipo. Missed a dunk while he was a home game at IU, Indiana. And Blake Griffin has had a very difficult, you know, tenure of a career to stay healthy, but he has done the best thing possible, advanced his skill set. And for him to see Chris Paul, his previous Lob City running mate, make it to the Western Conference Finals, that's the reason why he chose Brooklyn. He wants to have that legacy of adding a championship to his resume. No better platform and opportunity than playing tonight alongside playing alongside Kevin Durant and delivering a big game, like regurgitating that type of, you know how we had like that allure of talking about Blake Griffin and the excitement with the slam dunk and all that type of stuff. He can sort of reinvent himself in this series as well. And so I'm definitely looking at Blake Griffin to be able to make that push alongside KD.
Chiney Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golick Jr. and Chiney Agumake. And so if it's fair to say that about Kevin Durant, which I think it is, I think you're absolutely right about here, what do we do on the other side with Nikola Jokic right now, who just exited and got swept by the Phoenix Suns? And I'm not saying, Chiney, he should absolutely have won that MVP, 110%, because it's a regular season award, and he balled out both narrative-wise, statistically, all that stuff here. But How much are we supposed to look at him sideways? We know there was no Jamal Murray, but there wasn't for the last 18 games of the regular season or this postseason. To get swept in that instance as the MVP, how much are we supposed to be critical of him?
Not that much. I mean, he put his whole team on his back, Junior. This man, and I was actually having a good conversation with someone that will be the next guest on the Shanae podcast, and he was pointing out that everyone is making their own adjustments in order to be great this year. You have young players shooting the ball better, being aggressive, and you have Nikola Jokic. By the way, Junior, I don't know if you put the stat out there. He, the lowest ever draftee to win MVP, 41st overall pick in the second round, first time a second rounder in the NBA draft has won MVP. What he did was change his body. Yeah, he changed his body, okay? Like, he, you know, in pandemic, we all were having these, like, oh, what should I do to better myself? Is it meditate? Is it, like, take care of myself? Like, some people worked on their body. And that translated to endurance. And that's why he's able to play 72 games, hold his team down, make it to the playoffs, even though he's out. And I'm mad at how he had to exit. But he had a very commendable year. And people need to make sure they celebrate it because he's the first center since, what, 2003 or so, since Shaq, to win MVP. So, like, we're not going to shame the big boys, okay?
No, I can say, listen, no big boy shaming around here. We were, especially at the end of this season, for someone like me who chugga-chugga-chugga drove the James Harden MVP train for so long, even I had to loosen the reins as the conductor to let loose for whatever we're going to call, I guess, the Joker on this one, his rise to prominence through the rest of this season. So I think it's worthwhile to note that because I think a lot of people going after MVPs who immediately lose in the postseason is always an easy spot. But coming up next, we got to check in on a friend right now because you talked about the way that we have responded in that last year. We do checks on our buddies right now, and one of our buddies has to be sweating out a little bit this Brooklyn Nets news. We will talk to noted Brooklyn Nets superfans Mina Kimes after this word from Indeed. Now, the good news, guys, the good news is your business doubled. The even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of the typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from your easy-to-use computer employer dashboard. It's just another reason why Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit. Can KD do it all by himself? Next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I told you guys you can't take me anywhere, and I intend to keep living by that here at Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Anyone watching on ESPN Plus, get sunny LA skies out in front of their eyes. Because we are both living the good life out here, Janae. And I got to tell you, I see what you're talking about out here. Everything is a little bit happier when you can see the ocean.
Yeah, the sun is great. The ocean, you're like close to equilibrium, even though you're technically close to the ocean in Connecticut, Junior. So, like,
that is true, but there is something different about a 45-minute drive to the ocean as opposed to being able to basically look like 50 yards down the road at times and look out and see that water. You guys got nicer beaches here. I will give you
that,
too.
We do. I'm not going to lie. We do.
It's a fair point. Someone who knows a little thing about that, and we have to actually check in on and make sure she's doing okay, because regardless of proximity to beaches or water, Mina Kimes, our ESPN NFL analyst and noted Brooklyn Nets fan, is joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Mina, I got to imagine you've been going through it for the last 48 hours, so this is just like a wellness check. Are you okay?
You know, it's 12 steps, right? I think I'm in the bargaining phase where I've come to terms with the injuries, and so even though it was confirmed today that neither Kyrie nor James Harden are going to play in Game 5, I had already accepted that in my heart, so I'm feeling fine. You know, if you had called me, as a friend might, yesterday, I would have it would have been a different story, but I'm feeling fine now. Not hopeful, but fine.
Yeah, Mina, well, there's good reason for that. I think a lot of it, too, is the hope tied to Kevin Durant. Like, is it fair? And I saw you responding to this. Like, the Twitter conversation immediately went. As soon as Kyrie Irving went out in the middle of that game, can Kevin Durant do it by himself? Is it fair to expect that from him at this point, though?
It's an interesting way to put it, because I don't think it's beyond the pale. Like, it is plausible that Kevin Durant could go off. He's one of the, you know, best basketball players in the world and have one of those crazy career-defining playoff performances. I don't think it's fair to expect it out of him or to blame him for if he is not capable of carrying this roster. And here's why, Mike. I mean, so the Nets fandom, for those who don't know, is a bit of a it's a bit that I started on February 13, 2021. That's when I became a Nets super fan as a heel turn. That was before Mike James was on the roster. Mike James was in Russia when I became a Nets super fan. That is the current state of this Nets roster, where they are counting on a man who was playing in Russia in March. So, no, I don't think it's fair to blame Kevin Durant.
Very good. Desperate times, desperate measures. Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us here on Shanae and Golic Jr. We always love your Brooklyn Nets analysis and just hoops analysis.
Thank you.
But you smart, sis, so you can do anything you want to do.
Appreciate it.
We were talking about how those conversations with Kevin Durant immediately started on Twitter. I want to switch gears to NFL Twitter / Instagram. Le'Veon Bell, he posted, quote, "I'd never play for Andy Reid again. I'd retire first." Then he quickly went to Twitter and walked that back, saying, "I'll admit that's something I could have and should have kept to myself. I apologize that. I apologize, but I don't regret what I said because that's how I feel." What do you make of all of that?
Well, first, I'm a little triggered with the I don't apologize for believing it, but I apologize for saying it, as I think anyone who's had a terrible ex has heard that sort of language before. Really not how to apologize, fellas and ladies. But, you know, for Le'Veon in particular, I don't think it's the best call. It was not the best decision for his career, given that Andy Reid is now, I think his coaching tree is like half the NFL. Not saying that, you know, they would necessarily bias folks against him, but again, he's a free agent, maybe not the best approach to free agency. You know, he didn't look great last year in Kansas City when he did get reps. He didn't get a ton of playing time, which is probably the source of some of the grievance. And, you know, you hope he bounces back, because when he was a superstar in Pittsburgh, he was incredibly fun to watch.
And Shanae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio talking to ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes. You bringing up the position he plays, his current status, a little bit removed from his best years, makes that a different conversation. And he's still unsigned right now. His contract finished up at the end of the season, that free agency hanging there. Different situation for the Patriots. Stephon Gilmore, a no-show at minicamp right now. Some contract disputes with him. So with all of the good feelings surrounding the Patriots offseason, as aggressive as they were, Mina, how important is it for them to get some resolution here from Stephon Gilmore quickly?
You know, I think it is medium important, because I think the Patriots could manage potentially without Gilmore. They've got a fair amount of depth in the secondary, not necessarily on the outside, but you know, they've got a lot of good young players, J.C. Jackson, Jonathan Jones, Kyle Duggar. They signed Jalen Mills, so there is some depth there. And they've got so many players coming back on defense that I expect that unit to bounce back. But I also think they need Gilmore, not just because of, you know, the talent, the upside. Last year was a bit of a down season, but he is a defensive player of the year. But to me, the case for the Patriots being a playoff team this year is entirely centered on the defense, because frankly, we don't know what to expect from this offense. We don't even know who's playing quarterback, right? But we do know that they've got a ton of talent, and they've invested a lot on the other side of the ball. And I think, you know, having Gilmore allows them to execute what Bill Belichick wants to do.
We've seen that, especially. There's not often in New England they back up the Brinks truck for high-quality defensive players or free agents in general. Stephon Gilmore being the exception should tell you everything you need to know about the quality of that player. Make sure you guys download the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny wherever you get your podcast. Follow her on Twitter, at Mina Kimes, and check her out as a part of NFL Live each and every day, 4 Eastern, here on ESPN. Mina, thoughts and prayers continued for the healing of the Brooklyn Nets here. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Nets in 7.
Mina Kimes never shook in the face of uncertainty for her Brooklyn Nets. Always good to talk to Mina and catch up on that as we continue to wait and see who's going to be healthy when in this NBA postseason. It is the number one story of this NBA postseason, bar none. The injuries that we have seen on the cusp, with Kyrie Irving now missing this game. It is the most games missed by all-star players. 7 all-stars have missed at least a game this postseason. That is the most all-time in an NBA postseason. So there's a lot of that feels very heavy in the NBA right now. But coming up next, we have to go back to one of the more harrowing sports situations I have ever seen over the weekend. Thankfully, good news coming from what looked so dire in the world of soccer. That's next here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Shanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Last year was an unprecedented season in all of sports. But in the NBA, we know we had a large gap in the middle of a season, followed up by a bubble season that ended with the Los Angeles Lakers as a champion. There were a lot of uncertainty there. Is there even more uncertainty now? Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr. and Chinay Agwimike. And Chinay, about 10 minutes, I do want to get into that some, because I think right now you could almost make the argument that this postseason's harder to predict than the one that we just came off of in a year where a global pandemic erupted during the summer. And I don't think that's crazy.
I have a fact for in about 10 minutes when we bring this back in at the top of the hour. I have a fact that highlights the unpredictability of this season.
All right, perfect, because I think between the injury stats we've read before, it's going to be a very compelling argument, not to diminish anything, because I know that's what people want to do with these things, but we got to point out different at some point, and this postseason has certainly been that. But Chinay, we do want to take a couple of minutes to thankfully celebrate some good news that we're getting right now out of the Euros. Everyone's seen it on ESPN here, covering European soccer, the UEFA EuroLeague tournament here. And the harrowing situation that we had take place Saturday, if anyone missed that, Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen was taken to the hospital on Saturday after collapsing on the field during a match in the Euros. Now, he's been stabilized. The Danish Federation wrote a note on Twitter on Saturday night that let people know that they had spoken to Christian Eriksen, who was sending greetings to his teammates. He was in stable condition after suffering cardiac arrest on the field. And Chinay, I know you guys were playing this weekend, and so I don't know if you saw that live or how you experienced that, but I just remember, I was flying out here to Los Angeles watching the game on the TV in the headrest because someone had told me they saw this game and a player was literally receiving chest compressions on the field. It was one of the more harrowing, if not the scariest sports situation I've ever seen on a field of play. And I know we're all just so thankful that Christian is okay right now, that he is still with us, which is a terrifying thing that we even have to answer. But Chinay, it just really underscores the feeling that I think has kind of been hanging over all of us for the last year of how fragile this whole thing is. But to see it like that, to see the reaction of his teammates that were locked in arms around him, trying to shield him from view during that moment, was as heartbreaking an image as you'll ever see, God willing, in sports, that we never have to internalize something like that again.
Yeah, I didn't watch it live because you mentioned it. I was with my team, but I saw the notifications on my phone. And it was so abnormal to just read that happening. Someone has collapsed, and then find out that it was extremely dire of a situation. And a lot of people were seriously concerned. And then even the thereafter, with the doctors even speaking to media and saying, we thought we could have lost him. For me, that was shocking. And it's one of those things, like you said, like we're so caught up in the usual trance of watching sports, right? Like, you're watching it in a trance and you're seeing players go, and then all of a sudden something brings you back to reality where, like, nothing is, you can't take anything for granted. Like, and so completely agree, Junior. Grateful, happy, blessed, you know, that he is here and sending videos to his teammates and to the fans for all the support. But it just sort of reminds you that, like, even talk to your athletes, deal with things, and playing sports can either make you better in the sense that, like, all right, you know, people talk about health, wellness, and fitness, but it can also exacerbate some issues. And fortunately, we have, you know, safeguards in society to help prevent those things from becoming even worse. My friend Tina Charles, I say friend, but she's like also an opponent because she plays for the New York. Well, no longer New York Liberty, the Washington Mystics. Longtime member, player for the New York Liberty. We're connected because she actually got drafted. I mean, I got drafted. And she got traded, and it all happened through the Connecticut Sun. Our producer, Shannon, probably knows this. She got traded to New York. I got drafted to Connecticut because she got traded to New York. They needed a big, right? And she has an amazing foundation called Hopi's Hearts that sends out defibrillators to all professional sports teams. And now that is a standard, but, like, overseas when we play, we need defibrillators because there wasn't that standard. And now you're seeing why these things matter and these systems are in place. And so, again, Junior, I was shocked, and I was grateful that we have the resources to handle those crazy circumstances, those, you know, beyond our even comprehension circumstances that bring us back to life.
Yeah, Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Grateful that those systems were in place, because the people that responded that quickly on the field when Christian Eriksen went down are the ones that saved his life, are the ones that saved from that situation. And Chiné, like, it's a human thing. Like, we shouldn't have to put ourselves inside a situation to feel for the people involved. But, and again, it was weird. I'm not, you know, casting judgment on anyone here, but it was uncomfortable to watch, because you saw the faces of his teammates clearly indicating something beyond the norm. Like, what you brought up is, we have weirdly normalized in sports seeing these injuries, players get carted off. Like, you know this, it's the cruelest part of sports, in that in the normal course of the game, when injuries happen, you see players carted off. We've seen teammates carted off leaving the court. And then the last thing that person sees is usually the whistle blow and the next play go on here. Like, we've seen it time and time again. And so those are the normal course of injuries. And to see everyone involved, like, this match was suspended. And the craziest part to me, and again, this is not a judgment on the players who agreed to do so, but this game was suspended during that day and then resumed later that night after all of this. Chiné, I've seen injuries that have been difficult to go back out and play after. Ugly, gruesome injuries. But to see someone on the field almost literally die in this case as a member of either team, let alone the ones that go out there and go to work with him every day, I couldn't fathom how they got back out there mentally and managed to play a match after that.
For me as an athlete, Junior, you're right. The hardest thing is seeing a teammate go down, and especially in this fashion, like, it must have taken a toll on the players to continue to play. That's the hardest thing, internalizing that turnaround.
And trying to make that happen. So, again, our thoughts and prayers continue to be with Christian Eriksen, his family, that team, and everyone involved in that situation. And a thank you to the people that so quickly stepped in and managed to find a way to save his life, very literally, in this situation. So, hopefully we don't have any more instances like that we have to deal with. Coming up next, though, we'll look back into the normal course of sports in the NBA postseason and try and figure out how confused we are now compared to the bubble, next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chiné and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.